Good morning. It is just after midnight on Sunday, January 25th, 2015, and you are listening to the Napster podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Daryl W. Perry, whose Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on the Road tour departs New Hampshire on March 8th and returns on June 21st, 2015. You can find out more about the tour at fppradio.com/tour. A disclaimer, given the nature of tonight's podcast, Daryl W. Perry should not be construed as endorsing anything I'm going to say tonight. I haven't consulted with him. This is going to be a different kind of episode. Second disclaimer. I work at the Center for a Stateless Society, and that organization is involved in what I'm going to talk about tonight. I am also speaking only for myself and not for the center in any comments that I make here. Finally, for the first time ever in any content that I have created in text, audio, video, whatever, what some people refer to as a trigger warning. If you find discussions of child molestation disturbing, you may not want to listen to this. There won't be anything graphic. There won't be anything not safe for work. Although I can't say that I might not unleash a curse word occasionally during this podcast. I don't know if it's going to go short or if it's going to go long. I think I've got all the disclaimers out of the way. I've shuttled this week's AMA thread. I've answered the AMA questions on my blog in the AMA thread article. The blog is at Napster. That's KNAPPSTER.blogspot.com. I apologize if I'm even more monotone than usual. I've had about probably 8 hours of sleep in the last 60 hours. I've been dealing with a situation both as someone who works at the Center for a Stateless Society, as a longtime friend and comrade of one of the principals of the story I'm going to tell you, and so on. So I'm a little bit at the end of the old rope here, but I'm not going to put off the podcast for any longer. And I'm sorry about the coughing. I've also been doing a lot of talking. Early in the evening of Thursday, January 22nd, my longtime friend and political comrade, Brad Spangler, posted to Facebook a long piece. The key fact of which is that in that Facebook post, he confessed that 10 years ago in 2004, I guess 11 years ago possibly, somewhere in 2004, he sexually molested a young family member. I did not know this was coming. I did not know that what he confessed to had happened. I was as surprised as anyone by this stunning confession and the other things that accompanied it, including a plan to turn himself into the police, which as far as I know did not happen, although I have heard from sources I consider reliable that he is in police custody as of now, but I can't promise that that's true. Obviously, one of the immediate concerns came from the Center for a Stateless Society. Brad was a co-founder of the Center for a Stateless Society. He was its director until circa 2010. So it was founded in 2006. So half of its history, he was its director. He was actively involved in it to one extent or another until about 2 years ago, sometime in 2012. second or third quarter of 2012, as best that I can pin that down by correspondence and recollection. So obviously, the center needed to make a statement. It did. That statement is titled Freedom of Disassociation, and in that statement, the center condemns Brad's confessed actions, dissociates itself as an organization from him permanently, and admits, I'm going to quote here, quote, "There is absolutely no avoiding the elephant in the room. Spangler co-founded C4SS. He was a key builder of its infrastructure. But he has not been part of C4SS for a long time, either publicly or behind the scenes." His biography on the website erroneously listed him as a senior fellow until yesterday. This was issued, so we're talking about, Friday. That description should have been changed long ago, simply for accuracy's sake. That's the main gist of the center's statement on the matter. I was involved in the framing of that statement. I approve a great deal of that statement. On my blog at Napster, that's KNAPPSTER.blogspot.com, you'll find a link to the statement as well as a reprint of the statement with the parts that I disassociate myself from, annotated as to why. Here's where I disagree with the center. The center is currently in the process of, and they will disagree with this term, memory holing Brad Spangler, taking everything he wrote at the center and moving it off of our site. I disagree with that. I do not, obviously I care what he did and condemn what he did. But once again, he founded the center. He was responsible for the center's emergent ideological line. He directed the center for 4 years. Removing his content will leave a hole in the center's infrastructure. That will be a Brad Spangler-shaped hole. It won't make anybody forget that he was once affiliated with us. It's a theatrical and, in my opinion, panicked gesture. There's also some additional stuff in the center statement that I disagree with, and I explain why at the blog. I'm not going to rehearse that all here. It's been a rough 48 hours, folks. I've known Brad Spangler since, and I'm, a little fuzzy here on the exact dates, but let's call it 1998. I was involved in the Libertarian Party, and so was he. He was elected to and served a 2-year term as a city councilman in North Kansas City, Missouri, before abandoning electoral politics for anarchism, a position which he, over the succeeding years, persuaded me to. So if you have to anyone to credit for making me into a left-wing market anarchist, the person to credit is Brad Spangler. We've not been close for several years. I don't know if he's been close with anyone for several years. I think most people who know him knew that he had long bouts of apparent depression, in which he would just close himself off from everyone. I suspect that we now have a clue as to why that would be the case. I don't know how many times I can say I condemn what the molestation of a child by anyone, including Brad. But I owe Brad. He's not somebody I will throw under the bus as a person. If he's going to jail, it will not be for the first time. At least one of the times he went to jail, it was with me. Through no fault of his own, he got caught up in a dispute between myself and my ex-wife over visitation and child support. And the company I worked for had gone bankrupt. I got behind on my child support. I was catching up. My ex-wife contrived to set up an ambush in which the police arrested me just as I was, you know, getting caught back up enough to not be eligible for arrest. Brad had given me a ride to go visit my daughter. And since he had an expired plate on his car, he got arrested too. We spent 4 hours in jail. So, like I said, this is a person that I'm not going to just discard like trash. If he is in prison or a some kind of mental institution, I am not someone who will abandon him there. I've done a lot of things, all of which I consider good things, with Brad Spangler. If anyone has a problem with my position on that matter, I understand. My first sympathies in this situation are with the victim, not with Brad. That's the way it has to be. The actions he confessed to were so wrong and evil and damaging that there's just no justification there. That doesn't mean there can't be personal redemption and opportunities for him to make restitution to the victim. So there we are. I'm sure that there will be more developments, more angst, more anger, more threats. Yes, threats. Not just to Brad, but to anyone who was insufficiently zealous in joining the witch hunt that ensued following his confession. I had some dimwit on Facebook threaten to report me to Child Protective Services because unless I was willing to crucify Brad immediately, when I still wasn't sure whether or not the confession was real and not some kind of somebody hacked his Facebook page, that meant that I must be some kind of pedophile or something. It's been, I don't want to emphasize that it's been rough on me. It's been rough on everybody who's had any involvement in it whatsoever. It's not over yet. It's probably going to be a long time before it's over. So, I'm sorry to hand you a downer of a podcast tonight. There's really nothing else that I can talk to you about at the moment. I believe that the Center for a Stateless Society will survive this incident. I hope it does. It's a valuable institution in the freedom movement. As much as I disagree with the center's handling, I guess I can't say they, our, as I did in fact have a voice in it, our handling of the situation, I believe, was not well done for the most part. But we're going to survive. We're going to continue to deliver the market anarchist message to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people via our op-ed newspaper operation. We're going to continue to serve the freedom movement in various capacities. And I don't see that trying to erase history serves that purpose, or even that it can be done. I believe that that approach will cause more harm to the center and to the movement than another approach. I'm coming up on 15 minutes. I guess the podcast is going to be the usual length. Once again, I apologize that this had to be what I talked about, but there couldn't be anything else at this time and in this circumstance to talk about. Thank you for listening. You can keep up with what I'm doing on this subject or any other at my blog, Napster, KNAPPSTER.blogspot.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, who, so far as I know, endorses nothing I've said tonight. That's Daryl W. Perry. Check out his Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on the Road tour at fppradio.com/tour. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you for listening. Good night.